Now, what is that room called where the family spends most of its time in the house?
Living room.
Okay.
Den and some things like that.
How did you heat the houses
with
then?
Wood and coal. We had my dad would go over to the cedar, it's just what they call Cedar Canyon over here, and he'd go over there and cut that cedar, and that was awful, awful hot wood, you know. But it was hard, you couldn't hardly cut it. But that would just melt a stove down. It was just so hot. And he'd use that, and then he'd go out, and sagebrush in this country grows huge, you know, and these canyons and things, they cut sagebrush, it's real big. And then coal, we had, he hauled coal from Rock Springs. And that's where we...
Now, you said you had a stove. Did any other thing to heat the house with?
Nope. Just a heater. Big heating stove, and that's what we had.
Now, does any house around here have a fireplace?
Oh, there's a lot of fireplaces around here now.
Okay. What's that thing over the top of the fireplace called?
Oh.
Where you put the little knickknacks.
You mean inside the house?
Uh-huh. Is that called a mantle? Or would they have another name for it?
The mantle, I think that's what it is.
Okay. And the smoke goes up out of the...
Yeah, there's a big pipe, or a big flue built, you know, and that's where the fireplace is inside.
Uh-huh.
And it's either brick or whatever, something that doesn't burn, you know. There's lots and lots of people that have fireplaces. And then there's a lot of them that has these wooden stoves. Now, my son, I have gas furnace,
uh-huh.
And it's butane. But he did too, but he took that butane out and put a wood stove in. And they go up in the mountains and cut this wood in the summer. And he has a saw and that they cut it with, and then he brings it down. And he has a splitter that goes onto the tractor, and they put these logs in there, and it splits that.
Oh, does it? Uh-huh. Now, with the fireplace, the thing where the smoke comes out...
That's the flue.
Okay. But if it had... Another word for it, if it has bricks around it, it's called the...
Chimney.
Okay. And the flat place in front of it is called the...
Uh-oh. Mantle, is it? No.
Or is that... It starts with a hearth?
Hearth. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I never heard him call that.
Okay. And what about... did you hear any other name for it?
No.
Okay. And what do they put the logs on, you know?
Well, they have a grate that goes on the inside. It sets up on the inside, and they... lay those logs right in on that. Mm-hmm. And there's a great big door that he's got, the stove he's got up there takes pieces of logs that long and that big round.
So what would they call a big piece of wood? They just call a log?
Log, yeah, or just a big piece of wood. Is what
okay. And now, have you ever heard the words irons or dogs or andirons? Ever use that? Okay. No. And how would you start a fire? What would those little pieces of wood be called?
Kindling.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the stuff that gets stuck in the
soot.
Okay. Uh-huh. And the white stuff that's left?
Ashes.
All right. Now, can you tell me a little about the storage in this house here, for example? What sort of storage do you have?
Oh, I have clothes closets. They're just built right in the bedrooms. I only have one bedroom. I have two, but this is my storage where I keep.
We were talking about storage. What would you call this storage room here?
Just a storage room. I just use it for, I have two deep freezers in there, and I have a closet, and that's full of canned stuff, and my flour and my sugar, and I buy in quantities. Everybody makes fun of me because I'm alone, you know. But I said, well, when they all go broke and they get hungry, well, I've got lots to eat.
they'll come over there and they won't be laughing.
No, that's right.
Okay. What do you call that thing up above the house sometimes used for storage? The house that has a...
Upstairs?
Uh-huh. Or, the thing that goes over the top of the house where the rain runs off the... What's that called? The outside that has shingles on it? That's called...
Roof?
Okay.